Turning out of sports, Ibrahim Nabil-Dumateen watching the NBA playoffs. And, man, I'm telling you, the Orlando Magic and the Los Angeles Lakers have completed a sweep in this second round. Let's talk about the Magic first.
Well, okay, the Magic are very scary right now. They've won 8 in a row. Essentially, they're blanking teams. They're making teams look silly right now at this point in the playoffs.
And they're not star-driven. I mean, they really have an ensemble that is an absolute powerhouse.
I love their squad. On the outside, you have Vince Carter, Rashard Lewis, Matt Barnes, and Jameer Nelson. Last night, they combined for 16 three-pointers. When you have that combined with Dwight Howard in the middle, who can dunk on anybody, you have an inside-outside game that's very dangerous.
Oh, that is very well said. 16 three-pointers.
And last night, they won 98-84, so they really just dominated. They've won every game in this series by an average of 25 points, so they dominated Atlanta, and they're poised, and they have a break, and they have some rest to dominate the next level.
And even when Atlanta slows the game down, which is what that score reflects last night, the Orlando Magic still has powerful weapons.
They can't stop people. They can't stop the inside game, and then when everyone collapses, and then Dwight Howard just dumps it off to guys on the perimeter, and then they just knock down threes.
Now, on the West Coast, the Los Angeles Lakers, we were talking about how kind of moody they were and what an emotional sort of basket case they were at the beginning of the NBA playoffs. That seems to have gone away.
It has gone away, and I think the key is two people. Kobe Bryant scoring over 30 points. He scored over 30 points in every game in this series, all four games, as they swept the Utah Jazz. Last night, they won 111-96. And also, the key element here is another inside-outside game action with Pau Gasol. He scored 33 points. His footwork and his ability to make you know, any kind of basket, and he has great touch around the hoop, he is very dangerous. And if you have a guy like Gasol and Bynum and Odom, very tall, very lanky, and all can score in the paint, it makes him a very dangerous team.
I think what you've got here as the takeaway story is the ensemble working behind Kobe Bryant is much more credible than the ensemble working behind the LeBron James over the Cavaliers.
This, without a doubt. And in that series, the Celtics and the Cavs, they're tied 2-2. The real story behind that series right there is Rajon Rondo for the Boston Celtics. It's not the big three. It's not Garnett. It's not Paul Pierce. It's not Ray Allen. It's Rajon Rondo, who's had a triple-double the other night and who's doing moves like the fake that Kevin McHale used to do, the slow fake to the inside leg and then the quick turnaround. He's making people remember the old Celtics with
making
a little
you
bit of
remember.
2000.
Should we put him on the spot, Kogan and Celeste? Should we put him on the spot?
I think we should. We have to.
Are the Celtics going to pull it out? The Celtics?
Well, listen, this is the thing. The Celtics might be able to beat them, but they will not be able to beat the Orlando Magic. They will not, and they won't be able. And if they beat the Orlando Magic, they won't be able to beat the Lakers or the Suns. And
breaking
then they try.
Hearts all
so
over
they're
Boston.
Not, they're not a championship team, but they might be able to make it past this round.
All right, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, takeaway sports contributor on the NBA playoffs. We'll be right back.